Thank you for calling customer service. This is Chandra. How may I help you?
Yes, Chandra. I just spoke to somebody, and he very rudely wrote, hung up. I just was doing Amazon orders, okay? And this thing popped up, and it said about a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And it said about a survey, to which I did. It didn't say anything about any marketing research or anything. And as soon as I hit it, you know, as soon as I filled out the survey, right, I went on to my credit card to see how they charged it. You people charged me $59.89 for something I did not order.
Okay, and can I get your zip code, please?
Yeah, 02368. And you represented yourself as the Amazon deal of the day. It has nothing to do with Amazon because I just called them.
And your first and last name?
O'Neill, O-N-E-I-L. And Amazon is filing charges against you.
In your address.
Can you let me finish what I'm saying?
Ma'am, in order for me to help you, I have to get your account open first. So can I get your address,
57
please?
Reed Street, Randolph, Mass.
Okay, so.
And Amazon is filing a complaint because it's misrepresentation. You're representing yourself like you're Amazon, and you're not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he's telling me, well, you'll get a refund maybe in 5 to 7 days. No, you took this money out of my account within 3 minutes.
Okay, ma'am, so you're saying that you paid $1 or $2 for sweepstakes for a vacuum, iPad, or a tablet. But with that payment for the sweepstakes, it enrolled you into one of our meal planning apps. It helps with daily food and lifestyle journals to keep you informed about your everyday lifestyle. It is a great app, and currently we are discounting all future months for $20.
I don't want it.
Well, ma'am, from what I'm already seeing, you're already canceled, so you won't be getting billed any further.
And I want my money back now. You went right into my account within less than 2 minutes. I want my money back in now, or I'm calling the local police department and my credit card company, and I'll file fraud charges. You can't represent yourself as another company. You're not Amazon. You have nothing to do with Amazon.
Well, ma'am, from what I'm seeing on the account, you will be refunded. It just won't be. You called in today, so you won't be getting that today depending on your account. So it will be back in your account 3 to 5 business days.
No, you took it out today. You'll put it back in today.
No, ma'am, that's depending on your bank.
No, you'll put it back in today. You'll put the credit through today.
No, ma'am, we already then refunded you this amount. So that's something you have to take up with your bank.
No, you don't want me to take it up with my bank because they'll file.
Well, that's
what
you're
going
to have to do because we already then refunded this for you. And depending on your bank, if it's not in your account, if you didn't get that email right there at the moment, then it will be in there 24 hours, ma'am. And I'm pretty sure that the other representative.
You people are really, you really are rude. You know that?
No, ma'am. You just don't. We're being very polite, and you just don't like what we're saying.
Send me email confirmation what you've done.
You will get you will get that. If you didn't get that at the moment, then you will be getting that in 24 hours.
It doesn't take 24 hours to send an email.
Well, ma'am, is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, I want documentation now.
Ma'am, you will get that in 24 hours if you didn't.
No, you'll get it to me now.
No, ma'am,
you
would get it whenever it comes to
you. Oh, excuse me?
You will get it when it gets
so.
To you.
I
yes,
don't
ma'am.
Think so.
And thank you for calling customer service,
so.
And you have a good one.
You can put me through to a supervisor.
Yes, ma'am. Spoke to the supervisor, and she's saying the same thing as I'm saying.
I will speak to her. Thank you.
You have a good one. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a good one.